The Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
Normally, this would be the Maryland men's and Maryland women's basketball report, but we had to start off with some unfortunate football news for the Maryland Terrapins football team here.
Yep, that it is unfortunate indeed, because you were thinking to yourself, well, if Maryland recruit went to Ohio State, they clearly weren't watching that basketball game over the weekend.
Nope, not at all.
Not at all, considering that the Maryland Terrapins have lost not one, but two top recruits. Dwayne Haskins is now recruiting to Ohio State, in addition to linebacker Keandre Jones. And Dwayne Haskins says to himself, well, instead of playing quarterback for the Maryland Terrapins, who are going through yet another coaching change, who are pretty much, I remember the quarterbacks last year got absolutely destroyed. We're a couple years removed from when a linebacker was playing quarterback for the Maryland Terrapins, where Randy Etzel got a pass that year. But Dwayne Haskins making the decision to, instead of starting right away for the Maryland Terrapins being thrown to the Wolves, he opts instead to sit out maybe for a year or two behind JT Barrett until Barrett goes up to the NFL or goes and moves on. But maybe a guarantee that he doesn't sit out because JT Barrett could get injured, and then Dwayne Haskins comes in and actually becomes the new JT Barrett. We've seen that happen before. That's exactly how JT Barrett got his position, because Braxton Miller went down with an injury, and he comes and steps in, and then all of a sudden they take them to the college football playoff. JT Barrett gets hurt. Cardale Jones comes in, leads them to a national championship. It's a revolving door at quarterback in Ohio State, so Dwayne Haskins could be starter day three.
Yeah, and Dwayne Haskins put on his Twitter account, actually he had a series of tweets which turned out to be a letter called The Perseverance of a Dream, which he said, as a result of the coaching changes, my family and I thought it was best for me to keep my options open and confirm my final decision. I stayed verbally committed to Maryland despite the coaching changes, and I believe things happened for a reason. This was God's way of giving me an opportunity to reevaluate my decision. It has been a dream of mine to play for the Ohio State University, end quote.
Yeah. If it was his dream to play for the Ohio State University, why didn't he commit to them in the first place?
That is a very good question, Aaron. And also, that is the difference, unfortunately, between the Ohio State football program and Maryland's football program. Here's the thing. Maryland, it's not like a business infrastructure where if you have a solid financial backing, your business will be successful overnight. Some businesses have to start from the ground up and have to keep pushing for years and years to get some profit. Maryland has yet to see any profit from its football team. They have to start from the ground up. DJ Durkin was a start from the ground up considering the Edsel years. And those years were previously followed up with the Friedgen era, the Ralph Friedgen era.
Who actually led them to an Orange Bowl.
Yes.
And then had them in a military bowl in his last year, and even won ACC Coach of the Year. He eventually gets let out the door. Randy Etzel comes in. Ralph Friedgen ends up becoming a coordinator for Rutgers and gives an infamous interview on the radio where, tongue-in-cheek, talks about how he burned his Maryland diploma. People took that and ran with it, and then eventually Friedgen had to come back and retract those statements and says, no, I was just joking, everything about that. It was tongue-in-cheek. Friedgen burns a bridge regardless with Maryland because he's never coming back to his alma mater. And now you had the Randy Etzel era in Maryland, and that didn't turn out too well. DJ Durkin, welp, not a very good start considering one of your top recruits is now going to a rival team.
Yep, but hey, at least we can say both the men's and women's basketball teams really have no problem recruiting their own, you know, star talent as far as four-star, five-star. It just seems like Maryland all around in the basketball programs have it going on, and we'll have to start with the Maryland women's this week, who your number five Maryland Lady Terps on Thursday, January 14th, went on a road to face Michigan. Now, there was a big difference between the men and women's games against Michigan, but we'll start with the ladies first since it ended on a good note. The women ended up winning that game 74-67, and during that time, Maryland improved its record to 15-2, and still only have one loss in the Big Ten Conference. As we move on to the following matchup here, as I'm looking at the box scores, the Maryland women defeated Northwestern 80-62, improving to 60-2, and improving their Big Ten record to 5-1.
Wow, I was seeing if it was going to be 5-2.
It was not going to be 5-2 because even though that Ohio State loss still stings the Lady Terps a bit, but let's look at the previous game, which took place on a Sunday, if you were focusing on it and not the NFL playoffs, which me and Ray will discuss at another time, of course, conference championships coming up. But looking at the Maryland women's scores from that game, since we didn't have any Michigan-Maryland scores, thank you very much, ESPN.com, for that. Kristen Confroy had a solid game, even set career highs for herself, and not just career highs, but I believe tied a school record for 3 points made in a game. 8-for-10, Ray. 8-for-10 from the three-point line. Kristen Confroy made her goals there. 24 points, had 2 assists, 10 rebounds. 8-for-12 overall from the field. 8-for-10 from the three-point line. That, you can't get any better than that. That's player of the game status right there. That's like, that's Stephon Curry status right there, making those 3 points, especially in the women's game.
That's Stephon Diggs. You want to go back to a player for the Maryland football team that was always the player of the game, and maybe the way he was dominating on the field, she dominated on the court.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, you also had Brene Mosley and Shatori Walker-Kimbrough, who also scored in double digits in points. Mosley, who had 17 points. Kimbrough, who had 15. And overall, 12 for 16 for the Maryland women's team, who completed 75% of their shots, 12 for 16, and ended up having a 52.6% completion rate for the three-point shots, mostly due to Kristen Confroy's 80% day from the three-point line. Now, as we look on to Maryland's schedule coming up this week, on Wednesday, January the 20th, they will be going on the road, be taking on the Wisconsin Badgers, and then Saturday, January 23rd, ranking pending, Ray, they will have a home game against the number 21 Michigan State Spartans. Now, say what you want about the Ohio State game being a fluke and whatnot, but you cannot take these ranked teams lightly in any sport whatsoever. I don't care if it's men's or women's. I don't care if it's at home. You got to remember, the second loss the women had this year, Ray, was at home, and it was against Ohio State. And it was not pretty. 80-71 loss, and that was on Saturday, January 2nd. As we look at the January 23rd game against Michigan State, you'd happen to think that Brenda Fries is going to have her ladies on her A game, especially Confroy. She's going to want another repeat performance from Confroy in order to beat a number 21 Michigan State team.
And then it's the names that we've been mentioning all season long, and even last season, Brene Mosley and Shatori Walker-Kimbrough are the ones that also have to step up. It's a team effort for the Maryland Terrapin women, because any woman can step up and be that dominant player on the court, and seeing another name added to that mixture is a welcome sign for the Maryland Terrapin women.
Yep, and as we move on from the women to the men, and in a top 25 ranking system where it just seems like everybody in the top 10 is just having a bad year so far, the Maryland men dropped 4 spots in the AP Top 25 after this week, moving from number 3 to number 7 in the country. Number 5 in the USA Today coaches poll, but still, the ranking that matters most is the AP. Men dropped to number 7. Then again, don't feel bad, folks, because Duke went from being a top 10 team to now being number 20 and having suffered their third straight loss.
Yeah, that team is a sinking ship as of right now, and yeah, they're doing it at the right time, considering that we're not even in February just yet. They can make a late season push and then eventually get into the ACC tournament and see what they do come tournament time to get into the big tournament. But yeah, Duke, it's kind of almost tough to watch if you're a Duke fan. But as a Maryland fan, you're just, even though you're no longer in the ACC, you can't help but salivate at the fact that Duke has lost 3 straight. But with the Maryland Terrapin men, yeah, they, as you mentioned, they dropped 4 spots from number 3 to number 7 in the AP poll. And there was a reason for that, and that was because they lost to the Michigan Wolverines 70-67, and that game was on Tuesday, January 12th.
Yep, Maryland dropping the record to 15-2 for actually losing their first Big Ten game of the season. Luckily for them, it was a road game, and Michigan, I said this on our last episode, Michigan was, you know, Michigan had a solid record going into that game, several games over 500. You don't take a team like that lightly, especially on the road, because their fans know what's at stake. The fans know that they have to show up, they have to be loud. The players on Michigan know that they have to shoot the ball better to beat this Maryland team and to keep them from making good shots, and that's exactly what transpired with the Michigan Wolverines over the Maryland Terrapins. And as we look at the stats from that game there, just was a solid day for Diamond Stone, the freshman center for Maryland, had 22 points, 11 rebounds, and one block. But everybody else, Ray, was sort of subpar, so to speak. Melo Trimble, only 2 points, also was 0 for 3 from the three-point line. Let's see, Demonte Dodd had 2 points. Rashid Suleiman, 8 points. Jake Lehman, 18 points. Robert Carter, 15. Am I missing something here? Shouldn't those numbers sort of have been switched up with, say, Rashid Suleiman and Melo Trimble? Because 10 points with Trimble and Suleiman, I hate to say it, even though Diamond Stone is probably one of your best, you know, prospects on the team right now, that's not going to get it done. 10 points between Trimble and Suleiman is not going to win you games. I don't care if it's Michigan State or Michigan. It's not going to get it done, Ray.
But against Ohio State, different story.
Oh, my goodness. If you fans out there of Maryland football are angry about Ohio State, know this. At least Ohio State men's basketball will have to wait for several more years. Maryland improving its record to 16-2 over the Buckeyes at home, improving the record to 5-1 in the Big Ten. Maryland winning 100-65. Yep, we didn't mess it up. 100-65. Maryland's first 100-point scoring game since 2012.
And this is the biggest loss the Ohio State basketball program has suffered since 1928. And that is saying a lot for a team that just a couple of years ago was consistently competing for a national championship come the big tournament. But not in this game, as the Maryland Terrapins, they got rushing right out of the gate, and they just did not stop.
Yep, and looking at the stats from that game, Diamond Stone having another solid output, 15.6 rebounds, one block, one assist, also made 5 for 6 from the free throw line. Let's see here, Rashid Suleiman actually improving his points total to 22 points in that game, 5 assists. 2 rebounds, also had himself a steal in that game. 4 for 5 from the three-point line, Rashid Suleiman was. So a vast improvement from the Michigan road game. Robert Carter Jr., 25 points, had 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, was 4 for 4 from the three-point line. Jake Lehman had 10 points, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, also had 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals, and 2 blocks for Mr. Lehman. Demonte Dodd had 2 points. Melo Trimble had 8 points. I look at that game, and while it was a solid output of offense right there, the one thing that troubles me in these last several games is the production of Melo Trimble. It appears to me he's playing hurt right now, and I don't know if it is going to be a good thing for Maryland going down the road. If they give him time off, he'll be ready by the time mid-February hits and March hits, and this kid, the sophomore guard, will be ready to go. Or if it's a possible nagging injury from last year when he was forced out during the West Virginia round of 32 game in the national tournament. Hopefully that's not the case there with Melo, because they need him.
Yeah, considering that we're reaching a little bit more of a difficult part of the schedule now as they take on the Northwestern Wildcats in addition to the Michigan State Spartans, and both teams are not to be trifled with, even though Northwestern in the past for the Maryland Terrapins have kind of been a pushover for them. But now, considering that Northwestern has actually got a decent record behind them, and the fact that the Michigan State Spartans are next, it's going to be a little bit of a tough stretch here. They got the Iowa Hawkeyes then after that, and then back to Ohio State, which if that game's a redux, I don't think they're repeating a 35-point drubbing of Ohio State coming forward, especially if what you say is true about Melo Trimble and he's playing hurt right now. At what part of the schedule do you sit him out, though? I mean, would you sit him out against Northwestern? Would you take him and not actually have him play against Ohio State? Or do you instead look toward the latter part of the season where they play Purdue and where they play Nebraska as well? I mean, what point do you think, if he's playing hurt, where do you sit him out to where it would be more advantageous for the Maryland Terrapins?
As I look at Melo Trimble's injury here, and this was a story on the Washington Post, it seemed to have been a nagging hamstring injury that he suffered from weeks prior, and it seems like Maryland is just minimizing his minutes so his hamstring can come along. Now, of course, when you look at the schedule here for the men, of course, you have Northwestern coming up here Tuesday, January 19th, and January 23rd. It's crazy the men and the women are both playing ranked Michigan State teams. Michigan State, number 11, on the road as Maryland men face this team. It's hard to say, Ray. I don't know if you sit Melo Trimble in any of these games or a stretch of games, for that matter, because it seems like, more times than not, the Big Ten just seems to be that conference that we can't take lightly, because it seems like any team on any given day can show up, even if it's an unranked Northwestern team, which Maryland will have to worry about this coming Tuesday.
But until then, this has been another edition of the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All. I am Ray Atkinson.
And I'm Josh Hall.
And we will see you all.